Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 66, Scene 1, Poundraka. The story of King Poundraka is very interesting because there have always been many rascals and fools who have considered themselves to be God. Even in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, there was such a foolish person. His name was Poundraka, and he wanted to declare himself to be God. While Lord Balaram was absent in Vrindavan, this King Poundraka, king of the Karusha province, being foolish and puffed up, sent a messenger to Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and King Poundraka directly challenged Krishna through this messenger, who stated that Poundraka and not Krishna was Vasudeva. In the present day, there are many foolish followers of such rascals. And similarly, in his day, many foolish men accepted Poundraka as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because he could not estimate his own position, Poundraka falsely thought himself to be Lord Vasudeva. Thus, the messenger declared to Krishna that out of his causeless mercy, King Poundraka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, had descended on earth just to deliver all distressed persons. Surrounded by many other foolish persons, this rascal Poundraka had actually concluded that he was Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This kind of conclusion is certainly childish. When children are playing, they sometimes create a king among themselves, and the child who is selected thinks that he is the king. So similarly, many foolish persons, due to ignorance, select another fool as God, and then the rascal considers himself God, as if God could be created by childish play or by the votes of men. So under this false impression, thinking himself to be the Supreme Lord, Poundraka sent his messenger to Dwaraka to challenge the position of Sri Krishna. The messenger reached the royal assembly of Krishna in Dwaraka and conveyed the message given by his master Poundraka. The message contained the following statements. I am the only Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. There is no man who can compete with me. I have descended as King Poundraka, taking compassion on the distressed conditioned souls out of my unlimited causeless mercy. But you, Krishna, have falsely taken the position of Vasudeva without authority. So you should not propagate this false idea. You must give up your position. O descendant of the Yadu dynasty, please give up all the symbols of Vasudeva which you have falsely assumed. And after giving up this position, come and surrender unto me. But if out of your gross impudence you do not care for my words, then I challenge you to fight. I am inviting you to a battle in which the decision will be settled. When all the members of the royal assembly, including King Ugrasena, heard this message sent by Poundraka, they laughed very loudly for a considerable time. After enjoying the loud laughter of all the members of the assembly, Krishna replied to the messenger as follows. O messenger of Poundraka, you may carry my message to your master. He is a foolish rascal. I directly call him a rascal, and I refuse to follow his instructions. I shall never give up the symbols of Vasudev, especially my disc. Indeed, I shall use my disc to kill not only King Poundraka, but all of his followers also. I shall destroy Poundraka and his foolish associates, who merely constitute a society of cheaters and cheated. And when this action is taken, foolish king, you will have to conceal your face in disgrace. And when your head is severed from your body by my disc, it will be surrounded by meat-eating birds like vultures, hawks, and eagles. And at that time, instead of becoming my shelter, as you have demanded, you will be subjected to the mercy of these low-born birds. And at that time, your body will be thrown to the dogs, who will eat it with great pleasure. The messenger carried the words of Lord Krishna to his master Poundraka, who patiently heard all these insults. Without waiting any longer, Lord Sri Krishna immediately started out on his chariot to punish the rascal Poundraka. Because at that time, the king of Kurusha was living with his friend, the king of Kashi, Krishna surrounded the whole city of Kashi. King Poundraka was a great warrior, and as soon as he heard of Krishna's attack, he came out of the city along with two Akshauhini divisions of soldiers. The king of Kashi was also a friend to King Poundraka, and so he came out with three Akshauhini divisions. And when the two kings came before Lord Krishna to oppose him, Krishna saw Poundraka face to face for the first time. Krishna saw that Poundraka had decorated himself with the symbols of the conchal, disc, lotus, and club. Poundraka also carried the Sharanga bow, and on his chest was the insignia of Sri Vatsa. His neck was decorated with a false Kaustubha jewel, and Poundraka wore a flower garland in exact imitation of Lord Vasudeva. Poundraka was dressed in yellow-colored silken garments, and the flag on his chariot carried the symbol of Garuda, exactly imitating Krishna's. Poundraka had a very valuable helmet on his head, and his earrings, like swordfish, glittered brilliantly. On the whole, however, Poundraka's dress and makeup were clearly imitation. Anyone could understand that Poundraka was just like someone on stage playing the part of Vasudev in false dress. When Lord Sri Krishna saw Poundraka imitating his posture and dress, Krishna could not check his laughter, and thus Krishna laughed with great satisfaction. The soldiers on the side of King Poundraka began to shower their weapons upon Krishna. The weapons, including various kinds of tridents, clubs, poles, lances, swords, daggers, and arrows, came flying in waves, and Krishna counteracted them. Krishna smashed not only the weapons, but also the soldiers and assistants of Poundraka, just as during the dissolution of the universe, the fire of devastation burns everything to ashes. The elephants, chariots, horses, and infantry belonging to the opposite party were scattered by the weapons of Krishna. The whole battlefield became scattered with the bodies of animals and chariots. There were fallen horses, elephants, men, asses, and camels. Although the devastated battlefield appeared like the dancing place of Lord Shiva at the time of the dissolution of the world, The warriors who were on the side of Krishna were very much encouraged by seeing all this, and thus they fought with greater strength. At this time, Lord Krishna told Poundraka, "Poundraka, you requested me to give up the symbols of Lord Vishnu, specifically my disc. So now I shall give it up to you. Be careful. You falsely declare yourself to be Vasudev, imitating myself. Therefore, no one is a greater fool than you." From this statement of Lord Krishna, it is clear that any rascal who advertises oneself as God is the greatest fool in human society. "Now, Poundraka, I shall force you to give up this false representation. You wanted me to surrender unto you, so now this is your opportunity. We shall fight, and if I am defeated and you become victorious, certainly I shall surrender unto you." In this way, after chastising Poundraka very severely, Krishna smashed Poundraka's chariot to pieces by shooting an arrow. And with the help of his disc, Krishna separated the head of Poundraka from his body, just as Indra shaves off the peaks of mountains, striking them with his thunderbolt. When Lord Krishna returned to the city of Dwaraka, all the Siddhas from the heavenly planets were singing the glories of Lord Krishna. As far as Poundraka was concerned, somehow or other, he was always thinking of Lord Vasudeva by falsely dressing himself in that way, and therefore Poundraka achieved Sarupya, one of the five kinds of liberation, and he was thus promoted to the Vaikuntha planets, where devotees have the same bodily features as Vishnu, with four hands holding the four symbols. Factually, Poundraka's meditation was concentrated on the Vishnu form. But because Poundraka thought himself to be Lord Vishnu, it was offensive. After being killed by Krishna, however, that offense was also mitigated, and thus Poundraka was given Sarupya liberation and attained the same form as Lord Krishna. Thus ends chapter 66, scene 1, Poundraka. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Nikunja, you know, Roti Keli Siddhyai. Yayali Biyukti Apechaniya. Katrati Dakshad Ati Valabhasya. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam.
The spiritual master is very dear because he is expert in assisting the gopis who at different times make different tasteful arrangements for the perfection of Radha and Krishna's conjugal loving affairs within the groves of Vrindavan. I offer my most humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this chapter by our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. Since Lord Balaram had gone to Nanda Vraja, Poundraka foolishly thought that Lord Krishna would be alone and therefore easy to challenge. Thus, Poundrucka dared to send his crazy message to Krishna. Poundrucka foolishly accepted the flattery of ignorant persons who accepted Poundrucka as God. According to Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur, the reason Shukadeva Goswami mentions for a second time that Poundrucka sent a message to Lord Krishna is that the great sage Shukadeva is simply astonished at the extreme foolishness of Poundrucka. Inspired by the goddess Saraswati, Vishvanath Chakravarti gives the real import of the two blasphemous verses spoken by Poundrucka. I am not Vasudev incarnate, but rather you alone, Krishna, and no one else are Vasudev. Since you have descended to show mercy to the living beings, please make me give up my false designation, which is like that of an oyster claiming to be silver. The Supreme Lord Krishna certainly complied with Poundrucka's request. Srila Vishvanath Chakravarti again interprets Poundrucka's words according to the inspiration of goddess Saraswati, the goddess of learning. Thus, they may be understood to mean, O Krishna, out of foolishness I have assumed an imitation conchel, disc, lotus, and club. And you are maintaining these and allowing me to use them. You have not yet subdued me and gotten rid of these imitation symbols, so therefore, please mercifully come and liberate me and force me to give them up. Give me battle and grant me liberation by killing me. The Sanskrit word utsrakshye means I will hurl, throw, let loose, abandon. Foolish Poundrucka demanded that Lord Krishna give up his powerful weapons, such as the disc and club. And so Krishna replied, Utsrakshye mudha chinnani. Yes, fool, I will indeed let loose these weapons when we meet on the battlefield. Poundrucka foolishly told the Supreme Lord to come to him for shelter. But here, Lord Krishna tells Poundrucka, you are not my shelter, but rather, you will become the shelter of dogs when they happily feast on your dead body. Srila Jiva Goswami points out that it was a benediction from Lord Shiva that enabled Poundrucka to exactly imitate Krishna's dress and appearance.
Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana.